folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond, just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
Hi, this is Michael Cole, the Columbia County Director of Community Services. The abuse of opiates has reached epidemic proportions in our country, our states, and in our county. Our local youth and their families have been impacted by the current opiate epidemic. Opiate abuse does not discriminate. However, there is hope. Treatment works and recovery is possible. Education is the key to dispelling myths that perpetuate the stigma associated with addiction. Information on how to get involved in the solution is available at 518-828-9446 or ColumbiaCountyMHC.com. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin bringing sets including Nirvana, The Buggles, Jim Reeves, 10cc, and more. But first, we speak some geek. The MGM line can now order sooner if you pay a few more bucks, as Amazon has completed its devouring of the venerable studio, giving them a huge archive of content and control of, slash access to franchises like James Bond, Rocky, Stargate, RoboCop, and more. This last week saw two streamers launching cheaper ad-supported tiers for their platforms, only one of which was expected. June 2nd marked the debut of HBO Max with ads, announced several months ago, but a day later, Paramount Plus announced the June 7th unveiling of Paramount Plus Essential to replace the equivalent CBS All Access ad plan and, while keeping access to live sports, subtracts access to local CBS affiliates. Deadline announced the Oscars have set a tentative date for next year's ceremony, March 27th, a month earlier than this year's pandemic-strapped event, but still a month later than usual due to Winter Olympics and Super Bowl taking place during that time. The standard release window of January 1st to December 31st has been restored, however, after last year's extension to account for COVID-delayed productions. Finishing news of the gear work of the industry with a hopeful development, as a Hollywood Reporter broke that Alamo Drafthouse has quickly emerged from bankruptcy, completing sale to a partnership that includes founder Tim League. Plans have also been announced for new locations in Manhattan, St. Louis, Staten Island, and two in D.C., to replace the underperformer locations they close as part of the filing. Today's first set begins with a very cheeky performance by Nirvana of Smells Like Teen Spirit on Top of the Pops.
Refugees, refugees. There ain't no problem. We can't get through. I'm gonna leave. said, needless to say, achieve the weight, and when I'm cast, when I play, I told you, that's a riot full of jazz to play. Strap my ear, make it do a final break, kick a ball like Pele, think I'm doing ballet, be like Dante, run again, get the ball like a matador.
Heard Guar's Live at the AV Club cover of People Who Died, preceded by Praz, Destiny's Child, and The Product's live performance of Ghetto Superstar at the MTV 1998 European Music Awards, and started with the boys in Nirvana having some fun not performing their breakout hit the way the producers would have preferred on Top of the Pops. Check out the video of that on YouTube so you can see that, yes, that is Cobain singing, and how Grohl and Novoselic play along to the backing track. Several shows back, when I reported on Amelia Clark joining the cast of Marvel's Secret Invasion, cut off a bit of spoilery speculation that popped into my head while writing. The next report, however, leads me to just go ahead and declare Sharon Carter might turn out to be a Skrull. That hashtag show relays that due to negative fan backlash over the Falcon and the Winter Soldier's final twist reveal that Steve Capp's embittered former love interest is a ruthless power broker, Marvel has decided to change plans for Sam Capp's theatrical debut adventure that had her as the main villain in the original plans, opting to introduce a new threat. Though a close runner-up for explaining this away would could be having it be Dr. Faustus on behalf of a returned Red Skull, all the post-Civil War Death of a Captain America story. Getting back to Secret Invasion, Deadline reports that the Nick Fury-led mini will introduce a new non-comic character played by veteran character actor Christopher McDonald, who will carry on to the other series and movies. Scarlet Witch accent watch update. Elizabeth Olsen told Rolling Stone her Eastern European inflection toned down in the Russo Bros movie installments, but making a comeback in the non-sitcom portions of WandaVision, is back to stay and will be used when she butts heads with Doctor Strange in his sequel. Some Marvel video game tidbits. Multiple sources report 2K has brought in XCOM developers Firaxis Games to produce a turn-based game, while Square Enix may debut the Eidos Montreal-created Guardians of the Galaxy game at this year's E3. Sony continues plugging away at their too-stupidly-named-dimensioned Spider-Man extended universe, the rap breaking that MCU Quicksilver Aaron Taylor Johnson will betray big-game hunter-turned-supervillain Kraven the Hunter in a planned solo film. That hashtag show, meantime, reports an unidentified indie writer-director is working on a Black Cat origin film that they claim features a potentially fan-rage-inducing change to her origin, Chameleon as the prime antagonist along with recurring Spidey mooks the Enforcers, and intends to bring back Felicity Jones, who betrayed the cat burglar anti-villain in her civilian identity in Amazing Spider-Man 2. Turns out not every Mark Miller comic improves on translation to another medium. Deadline reporting that due to mixed response and creative differences, Netflix has canceled plans for a second season of Jupiter's Legacy, releasing the cast from their contracts as well. The streamer may return to the property later and are moving ahead with live-action and anime adaptations of Jupiter's spinoff Super Crooks. A Hollywood Reporter added a factor may have been the $200 million budget for the now sole season. Dwayne Johnson will be pulling double duty in the greater DC multiverse of movies, as on top of finally filming Black Adam, Variety reports he'll voice Crypto the Superdog in the animated feature DC League of Super Pets. A completely differently toned DC animated film is on the way, as it was announced that next month's release of the DTV adaptation Batman The Long Halloween will include an extended trailer for an adaptation of the ever-popular Injustice Gods Among Us video game / comic tie-in. Neil Gaiman's Netflix adaptation of Sandman has cast some more key roles, most pivotally Kirby Howell Batiste of The Good Place and Killing Eve as Big Sister Death. The Twitter announcement also named Jenna Coleman as John Constantine's grandma Joanna Constantine. Another long-in-development Vertigo classic has a premiere date, as FX's announcement of their summer and fall slate includes Why the Last Man, debuting on September 13th. This also included premiere dates for Jessica Walter's final season of Archer on August 25th. Also August 25th for American Horror Story's 10th season, subtitled Double Feature. July 15th for episodic anthology spinoff American Horror Stories. August 9th for Taika Waititi's crime comedy Reservation Dogs. And September 2nd for the third season of What We Do in the Shadows. Speaking of Trouble Productions, while the CW has given a series order to the DC CW expansion Naomi, they've sent Diablo Cody and Heather Regnier's Powerpuff Girls All Grown Up back to redevelopment due to dissatisfaction with the pilot. The reported script for said pilot quickly hit and was then DMCA'd from Twitter, but the internet rarely forgets, and if real, then wow, it's like they looked at Zack Snyder's work and said, hold my beer. Professor Utonium's an abusive micromanaging stage parent whose crimes include selling their likeness for a stupid cartoon. Keeping it classy and respectful there, guys. Mojo Jojo's just a human lab assistant that they kill in the opening flashback, leading his son to become an alt-right politician. The rowdy rough boys are non-powered, and dialogue full of Codyisms even her most ardent defenders will cringe at. Don't hold out hope for a Game of Thrones-style turnaround, though, as CW Prez Mark Pedowitz feels the problem with the version film is that it's too campy. Something tells me the live-action Titans' infamous expletive Batman might seem quaint depending on what comes out of this second go. Our next set is two-thirds songs, followed by response song, beginning with Jim Reeves' He'll Have to Go.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me Tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
I am glad you finally called me on the phone. I've been waiting here tonight, but not alone. You broke the date that we had made just yesterday. Now there's someone else who's here, he'll have to stay. I have found another love I know is true, and he holds me much more tenderly than you. Loving you is not worth the price I had to pay. Someone else is in your place, he'll have to stay. Once I loved you with all my heart, but now I must say no. You broke my heart too many times, so now you'll have to go. I can hear the jukebox playing soft and low, and you're out again with someone else I know. My love was blind, I'm not your kind, that's all I'll say. So you can hang up, I'm in his arms, he'll have to stay. Now someone else is in your place, he'll have to stay.
Anything you want.
set began with Jim Reeves' He'll Have to Go, to which Jeanne Black fired back He'll Have to Stay, and some forgotten lads from Liverpool called the Quarrymen filled it out with In Spite of All the Danger. Our last leg of Geek Speak comes with a cry of finally, as the best franchise non-starter is getting another chance to sail the seas. Patrick O'Brien's beloved Master and Commander Napoleonic War set novel series is getting a new adaptation, almost 20 years after Peter Weir's acclaimed award-winning adaptation The Far Side of the World, which starred Russell Crowe and saw Paul Bettany make his first major mark on film. 20th Century Studios has set a monster called Scribe Patrick Ness to adapt the original 1969 novel. Switching to more fantastical sea tales, Deadline broke that Person of Interest in Hellstrom producer Amanda Siegel has been tapped to write proposed Game of Thrones spin-off 10,000 Ships, the tale of Princess Nymeria and her people fleeing war, with the Valyrians to introduce some salt and venom to Dorne. From Arrakis to the wilds of Lumpaland, Variety reports Timothy Chalamet will portray the young Wonka in Paul King's Chocolate Factory prequel film. J.J. Abrams recently revealed his long-unheard-from adaptation of Portal, Lives, telling IGN a script is being written for his new home at Warner Bros. With the strongest post-pandemic theatrical debut until the new Conjuring installment a week later, it's a no-brainer A Quiet Place will receive a third installment. From a story prompt by creator John Krasinski, Mud director Jeff Nichols will take the helm for what's been described as a story following new characters. Tim Burton has found his eponymous Wednesday for his Netflix Addams Family reinvention. THR reporting Scream 5 and Jenna Ortega will portray the goth icon. Relatedly, Collider discovered through an updated press kit that the most iconic Wednesday portrayer, Christina Ricci, has been added to the cast of The Matrix 4. Another long-delayed sequel is a go. Deadline breaking at Joe Cornish has begun work on the sequel to his 2011 alien invasion cult classic Attack the Block, with original lead John Boyega back. Updates on some projects by the earlier mentioned Zack Snyder. During press rounds for Army of the Dead, the visionary auteur addressed what became of his projected Seven Samurai-inspired Star Wars installment, saying it didn't really progress beyond talks as a Star Wars installment, but he's been slowly rewriting into an original script. He also confirmed a rumored King Arthur project as a potential future film, adding it relocates the story to the Old West. Keep Merlin in there somewhere and he's already on a better path than First Knight, in my book. The next Predator installment will see the ultimate hunter stalking indigenous lands, as Discussing Film broke that Dan Trachtenberg's Skulls, in development since 2016, shortly after his acclaimed Cloverfield sequel, is a Predator installment that will see Legion and Roswell, New Mexico's Amber Midthunder play the human protagonist, a Comanche woman clashing with her tribe's traditions to become a warrior. Taking us into the bottom of the hour will be the Buggles with Living in the Plastic Age. Forgotten Geek's previous set began with Living in the Plastic Age by the Buggles, following which was Baby Turns Blue by Virgin Prunes. Now here's 10cc with Nothing Can Move Me.
About some people that maybe you know, the heroes and the villains and the places that they know, the highest and the finest, the lowest of the low. To stop them getting to you, there's somewhere you can go. Tell you what I do when I'm lonely, I tell you what I do when I'm blue. Hey, tell you what I do when I'm lonely, side of two, sharpen up your needle and feel it coming through. Nothing can move me like my rock and roll. Nothing can blow me away. Nothing can move me like my rock and roll do. Nothing can move me. Nothing can move me. Nothing can move me away.
That was It's Changed from Lonnie Smith, preceded by 10cc's Nothing Can Move Me. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with One Hitters 1961. Stay safe as we go out today with Sunday Girl's cover of Roth / Laura Branigan's Self Control and Gary Newman's My Name Is Ruin.
I beg forgiveness, then you. When I beg for mercy, then you. When I beg for nothing, then you. I would always find my way to you.
I would always find my